Hello. Calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Curtis or Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hi, Curtis.
Yes, I have been looking for that darn deed. I don't remember where I put it. I thought I had it in my bowl.
Oh, okay.
I must have it back in the big room somewhere. I have to look some more.
Okay, so you...
But I don't see why. I can go on the internet. I can search up anybody's deed of property that it is. All they have to go is... You said they have our own lawyers and stuff. I don't see why they couldn't just go on there and look it up. I give my address, 3653 South River Road. All I have to do is go in at the courthouse online and look it up and find out how many acres it is and what the value of it is. That's all you want.
I think it was like the mobile home that... we cannot, like, really look up. So that's why we needed to, like, get a copy from you, the deed of the mobile home.
I don't have no deed to the mobile home.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this.
That
you cannot, like...
destroyed. I told you that got destroyed, and I'm not going to pay the DMV to... get another copy of it. Y'all can do that if you want it. That cost me $250 to get that thing put in my name.
Okay. Well,
$250.
Well, are you able to...
I had to get them my name before I could get insurance on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I had insurance on it.
Are you, by chance, able to take a look if you have, like, the copy elsewhere?
Yeah, it's in the courthouse. I got one here at the house here somewhere, but I haven't run across it yet. I thought it was in my box. I must have been in a bunch of papers back in my bedroom.
Oh, no. Okay.
But one of them people go online and look it up?
I'll go ahead and check with our attorneys if there's something that we could do.
I know you can go on anybody's land, on anybody's property, on the internet, and I'm sure you know about it. If you was to give me your address and residence, I can tell you when your house was built and how much it's worth and how much is to it and how many rooms is in it and how many bathrooms and all of that and who it was built by. It tells you everything.
Okay, sir. Well, let me go ahead and get back with the attorneys and let them know what's going on, and then let me call you back.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks,
Curtis.
If I
have to be going, just leave a message, okay, honey?
We'll do, absolutely. Thank you for your time and for your patience.
If I haven't run across it this evening, I will Gmail it to you.
Awesome. Thank
okay.
you so much. You know, Curtis, I really appreciate your patience with me.
I appreciate your patience with me, too, and I know it's aggravating with you, too. It's been aggravating with me. Thinking I had something other than a vault all the time, I didn't have nothing.
Right. Well, it's fine. I mean,
I was moving stuff and putting papers here, putting papers there, and another thing, I was sick on top of it. I just had got out to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And see, I moved from out there to here with my daughter, me and my son.
Right. Well, I definitely understand that. Like, I was actually worried that I keep calling you and you might be like busy or doing something.
It's nothing like that. It's, I got the taxes paid up until December. I just got done paying close to $400 taxes here the other day. Well, last week. Might have been the week before. Weeks flies by so fast, the days. But if I run across a tax ticket, that'll help you some. I can mail you a tax ticket. I got tax tickets laying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Until I get ready to eat one, the way it seems. I'll find every tax ticket that it is, except for that one, probably.
Okay. Well,
you know, that's the way it appears at times.
Mm-hmm. And you have no recollection on where you put the, like, the deed or the title. You cannot remember anything like that.
I think it may be back in the bedroom, or it may be in my vehicle yet. I have to go look. I'm going to check a seat in the FDS. I'll just email it to you.
Okay. All righty.
Well, again,
I appreciate your patience. I might be calling you back, so you expect a call from me either today or tomorrow. So.
Okay. I'll be here. What time is it now?
It's 2:30.
Yeah, I'll be here until about 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right. Well, thank
you.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.